Beloved Book One, this is an excerpt from a conversation with Gurdjieff. These are his words. With ordinary love goes hate. I love this, I hate that. Today I love you, next week or next hour or next minute, I hate you. He who can really love can be. He who can be can do. He who can do is. To know about real love, one must forget all about love and must look for direction. As we are, we cannot love. We love something because something in ourselves combines with another's emanations. We allow ourselves to be influenced. We project our feelings upon others. Anger begets anger. We receive what we give. Everything attracts or repels. There is the love of sex, which is ordinarily known as love between man and woman. When sex disappears, a man and a woman no longer love each other. There is love of feeling, which evokes the opposite and makes people suffer. Later, we will talk about conscious love. Beloved Book One, can you please talk about conscious love, both in a man-woman relationship and in the master-disciple relationship?
The question is not only about conscious love. The basic thing is consciousness. A conscious person does everything consciously. Love or painting or dancing or making a cup of tea, it does not matter what. Consciousness prevails over all your actions. Just as unconsciousness prevails over all your actions, you love unconsciously, you hate unconsciously. You do everything unconsciously. So the whole problem has to be reduced in these two words, consciousness and unconsciousness. A love can be a good example. People say they love. But they don't know what they are saying. They don't know what they mean. Because they love a car, they love a woman, they love a certain brand of cigarette, they love the football match, it is difficult to figure out what they mean by love. Unconscious love is simply a magnetic pull towards something. Irresistible. But you are not going towards the object of love. You are being pulled. You are fast asleep. In your whole life, you are behaving like a somnambulist. There are many people who wake up in the night without waking up. They get up, not wake up. And they will do things. And they will go to sleep. And in the morning they will not remember what they have done. Many people who think that their houses are haunted by ghosts are nothing but somebody is a somnambulist in the house who does things in his sleep. Puts fire to things, throws things away and goes to his bed and sleeps well. And in the morning, he is as puzzled as everybody else. Not that he is deceiving anybody. Just he has no remembrance. Your life, which 1 minute is full of love, another minute the whole love disappears. Not only that, it can turn into hate. You were ready to die for the person, and the next moment you can kill the person. According to Gurdjieff and according to those who have awakened, the whole humanity is asleep. Sleepwalkers. things are happening, but you are not the doers. Because you are not conscious enough to do something. You fall in love, you cannot say that it is a conscious decision on your part. Perhaps the woman's hair is just like your mother's hair. Every child, male child, loves his mother. That is his first love object. The baby girl loves her father. That is her first love object. And slowly, slowly, the father and mother become imprints. The mother becomes imprinted into the boy, the father becomes imprinted into the girl. And when the boy falls in love with a woman, his unconscious mind signals him, here goes your mother. You don't hear it, and nobody can be exactly like your mother, so only there can be some similarity. The way the woman walks, the face of the woman, the eyes of the woman, the way she talks, anything triggers in you the old figure waiting in your unconscious, deep in the well inside you. And the same happens to the girl. The way the man walks, just the sound of his boots may remind her of the father. Any small thing can trigger, and suddenly you feel a great love arising in you. But because it is only fragmentary, it cannot be very lasting. It can be lasting if you don't meet ever. Then you will never come to know about other fragments. So the most successful lovers in the world are those who never meet. They make the most romantic, beautiful stories. No quarrel, no nagging, no fighting. And they never come to find out that this is not the woman made for me, and I am not the man made for this woman. They never come so close to know this. But unfortunately, most lovers get married. That is the most unfortunate accident in life. That destroys the whole beauty. Otherwise, they would have been Lala Majnu, Siri Faryad. Soni Mahiwal, great lovers of history. But all those great lovers never met, never lived in a one-room apartment in Bombay. Once two persons are together, then other fragments of their life are bound to surface. You have to become acquainted with the whole woman you have got. The woman has to become acquainted with the whole man she has got. And there is the trouble. Because then slowly you find the fragment that you love becomes very small in comparison to the fragments you hate. Now just the color of the hair does not help. Not the face, not the eyes, not the nose, nothing helps. Women have been asking me in the West, because their love life is not going well. Nobody's love life is going well. It simply does not happen. So those poor women were asking, should they get their nose fixed by a plastic surgeon, because her husband is continuously talking about her nose, that it looks Jewish. And he is so much against Jews that the moment he sees the nose, then all love disappears. The poor woman is ready to fix the nose. I told, don't unnecessarily torture the nose. He will find something else. This is just an excuse. Right now, he may become accustomed of this nose, but if you fix it, then every time he will see you, he will see this woman has a fixed nose, is really a Jew behind the nose. It will be very difficult for him to forget it, and the money is going from his pocket for fixing your nose. You just leave it as it is.